FM.
Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Johannesburg, Mbombela and Polokwane, 22. Eskom says it has measures in place to ensure that next month's elections run smoothly in case of load shedding is implemented. The utility says it hopes to keep load shedding on stage 2 during the winter period. Eskom's head of distribution, Mondebale.
We have put our local structures in place. We are working with them at both at national and at provincial stages. We have signed an MOU with the IEC to make sure that we do our bit. We've got our sights on all the voting stations and we are quite prepared should our assistance be required during the election.
Education activist Hendrik Makaneta says the adoption of the new Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill is a milestone in the transformation of education. This week, the National Council of Provinces Select Committee on Education voted to approve changes to the bill, including giving the school governing body powers to determine the language policy of a school. However, government still has an upper hand through their heads of department. 8 out of 9 provinces voted in favor of the bill.
I think that it will certainly go a long way to ensure that it levels the playing field, particularly in relation to the language policy that is developed from time to time by the schools.
Meanwhile, the DA says despite some welcome amendments, it still maintains a steadfast opposition to the controversial education bill. The DA's Delamain Christians says they are still concerned about the potential impact of the bill on schools and communities.
The DA is particularly concerned about the potential exploitation of language policy changes, centralization of procurement, and increased regulatory requirements for homeschooling, which could limit parental choice and autonomy.
The Azanian People's Organization says it's disappointed by the Electoral Commission's silence regarding the second act of vandalism on its campaign billboards in Bromfontein, Johannesburg. The party criticizes the police for their lack in progress in investigating the initial incident reported last week, despite the presence of CCTV cameras and a nearby guard station. Azapo's spokesperson, Jabu Rakonewa, calls for mutual respect and a fair practice during campaigns.
This nonchalant attitude by the police provides momentum to criminals to do as they please with impunity. Conduct such as the second vandalism of the billboard tests our restraint and provoke our members who have to dig deep into their empty pockets to fund our elections.
And Sierra Leone's Minister of Energy resigned against a backdrop of recent interruptions to the country's electricity supply. The country's presidential office announced his departure yesterday. The minister's resignation came hours after the government paid a total of $18.5 million to two power providers, Turkish Car Powership and Transco CLSG Group. More on jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofnuusdier. Eskom sê hulle is gereed vir die komende verkiesing.
Jackaranda FM plays more.
River that I've been washing my